Welcome to today's conference call. At this time, your lines have been placed on listen only for today's conference until the question and answer portion of our call, at which time you will be prompted to press star one on your touch-tone phone. Please be sure to unmute your phone line and record your name when prompted so that I may introduce you to ask your question. Our conference is also being recorded, and if you have any discrepancies, you may disconnect at this time. I will now turn conference over to NSF. You may begin.
Thank you, Joe. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the webinar for the Tripod Plus X program. My name is Nandini Kannan. I'm a program director in the Division of Mathematical Sciences in the Directorate for Mathematical and Physical Sciences at NSF. What we'd like to do is start with introductions. We have a number of division directors and assistant directors and deputy assistant directors in the room, so we're just going to go around the table and do introductions, and then we'll talk a little bit about the agenda for the meeting today. I'm going to start with the person on my left.
Okay. My name is Deborah Lockhart. I'm Deputy Assistant Director for the Directorate for Mathematical and Physical Sciences.
Hi, my name is Jim Carosa. I'm the Assistant Director leading the Directorate of Computer and Information Science and Engineering Science.
Hi. My name is Lynn Yee. I'm a Program Director in the Chemistry Division.
My name is Chris Stark. I'm a Program Officer in MPS DMS.
My name is Rahul Shah. I am a Program Director in CCF SAIS.
Eva Campo, Program Director at the Division of Materials Research within the APS.
I'm looking up. DMR with the MPS, sorry.
Alexis Lewis, I'm a Program Director in CMMI and the Director for Engineering.
Hi, I'm Eduardo Mitala. I'm Director for Engineering, Division of Engineering Education Center, managing the ERP program.
Hi, I'm Chetan Baru, Senior Advisor for Data Science in the Computer Science Director.
Hi, I'm Balasubramanian Kalyan Sundaram, Mala, and I'm Acting Division Director for SITE, CCF.
My name is Thierry, I'm the Deputy Division Director for Mathematical Science.
Good afternoon. My name is Juan Mesa. I'm a Division Director for Mathematical Science.
I'm Tracy Kemmerle. I'm a Program Director in the CCF Division.
Great. Thank you very much. So we're going to go through the agenda. The first part of the agenda for today's webinar, we'll have a welcome from Directorate Leadership, MPS Deputy Assistant Director Deborah Lockhart and SAIS Assistant Director Jim Carosa will give opening remarks. Next, I will present a brief overview of the program. Then CCF Program Director Tracy Kimbrough will go over some specific things you'll need to pay attention to submit a proposal, including both the administrative details and the solicitation-specific review criteria that will be used to evaluate the proposal. Rahul Shah and Chris Stark will then talk about the list of contacts both within NSF and at the 12 Tripods Institute, which we will describe shortly. And then finally, we will have a Q&A session. So I'm going to turn this over to Deborah Lockhart to give some brief opening remarks.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of the Directorate for Mathematical and Physical Sciences, better known as MPS, welcome to this webinar. I'm delighted to be here, and I believe this is a great example of collaboration across all of NSF. Tripods and Tripods Plus X are the result of a number of years of planning. They all started with SAIS and MPS, who collaborated last year in supporting 12 Tripods awards that brought together theoretical computer scientists, mathematicians, and statisticians. You'll be hearing more about some of these collaborations a bit later on, but I do want to thank my SAIS and MPS colleagues for starting this effort and our brand new partners in Tripods Plus X from around the rest of the foundation. These activities are part of harnessing the data revolution for 21st century science and engineering. There is also a strong connection to NSF's role in encouraging convergent research. These are two of NSF's 10 big ideas about which you may have already heard. For Tripods Plus X, we expect to go beyond tripods and engage with other science and engineering disciplines. This will encourage the true interaction of domain scientists and engineers from across MPS-supported disciplines with mathematicians, statisticians, and theoretical computer scientists, that is, with people who work in fundamental data science. There are huge possibilities to address applications, as nearly every scientific domain is now dealing with vast amounts of data, often complex, often being collected at astounding rates, often from a variety of sources. The ability to handle the complexity, variety, and volume of data will require new ideas in the joint efforts of many different kinds of researchers. We hope this new program will encourage the simultaneous development of and synergy between new fundamental ideas in data science and their advancement in application. I hope this webinar will be informative. I wish you all the best as you develop your collaborations and proposals. Jim?
Thanks, Debbie. So Debbie's really said it all. I just want to, again, welcome everybody on behalf of, I guess, the science director, but really all of NSF to the webinar here. And actually, I want to also start with a shout-out and a thanks to the team here for putting this together, because there are many directorates involved here, many program directors, as you've heard, and it takes a lot to put these things together. So I want to thank the team for their vision and everything that they've been doing, and actually hearkening back to Tripods, and I'll give a special shout-out to Nandini and Tracy for really their leadership through both of these and getting these together. Debbie mentioned convergence, and you've probably heard that word a lot about this sort of long-term, deep integration between different research areas. And certainly, I like to say that Tripods is the quintessence of convergence, right? Because it really does, the original Tripods was looking at mathematicians, statisticians, computer scientists, bringing them together, and now we're adding domain scientists as well. And so really, when we at NSF, we talk about convergence, we often use Tripods and now Tripods plus X really as an exemplar for what we mean about that. For those of you who are out there and thinking about submitting proposals, that means really this really is about the deep integration of different areas and people working together. So it's not about stapling, you know, subsections together. It's really about that long-term deep engagement with each other. So we're really excited to be launching Tripods plus X here, and we're really excited about how the first Tripod solicitation has been going. So again, we're really looking forward to great things, and thank everybody for their interest.
Thank you very much to Deborah Lockhart and Jim Carosa. We'll now move on with the rest of the presentation. You've already heard a little bit about Tripods. We're just going to give you a brief overview of the program. So Tripods stands for Transdisciplinary Research in Principles of Data Science. It's a joint program between two directorates at NSF, the Division of Mathematical Sciences within the Directorate for Mathematical and Physical Sciences, and the Division of Computing and Communication Foundation, CCF, within the Directorate for Computer and Information Science and Engineering. This program supports two of the 10 big ideas, as both Debbie and Jim alluded to. The first one is harnessing data for 21st century science and engineering. And the second big idea, which is a process idea, is growing convergent research at NSF. Tripod in particular focuses on the algorithmic, mathematical, and statistical foundations of data science. And here, convergence, as was previously described, refers to research driven by a specific and compelling problem in any domain science and engineering that features deep integration across disciplines. A little bit more about harnessing the data revolution. There are five themes which are listed here and how these relate to Tripods. So the first harnessing data revolution theme refers to fundamental research in data-centric mathematics, statistics, and computer science. And this is everything that represents Tripods. Tripods also has components that talks about fundamental research of data-centric algorithms. Tripods plus X brings in the systems component as well as data-driven research in all the research domains, which is theme three. And both Tripods and Tripods plus X have strong educational and curriculum development components. The goal of Tripods, the original program, was to bring together and integrally involve all three of the communities, statistics, theoretical computer science, and mathematics. You may notice that we list these in different order throughout the solicitation and this presentation, and that is a very deliberate association. We want to make sure that no one of these disciplines should be seen as having any more or less important role than the others. And as we repeat here and in the TRIPOD solicitation, all three disciplines must be involved in TRIPOD's activities. All the TRIPOD institutes conduct center-like activities integrating research, education, and training. So for the phase one solicitation, which began in FY17, we are supporting 12 smaller institutes at a level of funding of about $500,000 per year for 3 years. As mentioned, again, all three communities are actively involved, and the projects include both research and training aspects of an institute for these principles of data science. The usual activities associated with a center or institute-like project are supported by these awards, and they include activities like workshops, training of graduate students and postdoctoral fellows, workforce development, and community building. Finally, we come to this new program we are here to talk about. This is TRIPODS Plus X. It expands the scope of TRIPODS to include all disciplines supported by NSF. And as stated in the solicitation, the program seeks to support research and training activities, leading to solutions to data-driven challenges and other areas of science and engineering, as well as advances in foundational data science knowledge. In addition, TRIPODS Plus X projects aim to build robust data science communities through both curriculum development efforts and mechanisms to foster integration, interaction, and build bridges between research communities. I'm now going to hand over the presentation to Tracy.
Okay, now I'll give some details on what's required in TRIPODS Plus X proposals and how they'll be evaluated. We're seeking three types of proposals in TRIPODS Plus X. Education track proposals can request up to $200,000 to develop and pilot approaches to define and address curricula and workforce development needs related to data science at any or all educational levels. Research track proposals can request up to $600,000 for interdisciplinary projects bringing together members of the TRIPODS disciplines and other fields of inquiry with demonstrated value on both sides of the partnership. And visioning track proposals can request up to $200,000 to foster relationships between research communities via workshops and conferences, innovation labs, and other community building and direction setting activities. To submit a proposal to TRIPODS Plus X, you need to form a team consisting of at least one PI or a co-PI from a discipline other than mathematics, theoretical computer science, and statistics, and at least one member of one of the 12 TRIPODS teams. As Nandini mentioned, we'll be listing the 12 TRIPODS institutes later on in the presentation. Of course, all proposals are subject to the NSF Proposal and Award Policies and Procedures Guide, the PAPPG, or you may hear it referred to as the PAP Guide sometimes. Full proposals are due May 29th, and in addition to the usual project description, we're asking for a project coordination plan of up to 2 pages. This document should clearly define the roles of the PI and co-PIs and their plans for collaboration and coordination, along with a detailed timeline. We also require a letter from the lead PI of the participating TRIPODS team. This is just the simple format described in the PAPPG, acknowledging that you intend to collaborate as specified in the project description. Please see the solicitation for more details on these requirements. Please note that the project description, that's the main section of a proposal, for a visioning track proposal is limited to 8 pages. For the other two tracks, the usual 15-page limit applies. In addition to the standard criteria, intellectual merit, and broader impacts used to evaluate all NSF proposals, we define some special criteria for TRIPODS Plus X. Reviewers will be asked to familiarize themselves with these and consider all of them when evaluating proposals. These include bringing together field or domain scientists and engineers with data science foundations researchers to address emerging data-driven research challenges and/or educational needs. The additional review criteria also include considerations of the quality and value of the plans for collaborating. Your proposal should demonstrate that the team's expertise is well-suited to your project and clear roles are defined, and these criteria are detailed in the solicitation, which you should read carefully. And next up is Rahul.
Okay, so on this slide and next are the participating organizations at NSF. And in coming slides, I will provide program director context. As you will see, many but not all NSF divisions are listed. Division of Mathematical Science and Division of Computing and Communication Foundations, that is DMS and CCF, are leading the effort. And also other MPS and science divisions are participating. Two of the engineering divisions are also participating. Also participating are Directorate of Geosciences, as well as the Division of Social and Economic Sciences and Office of Integrative Activities. Proposals in all areas supported by NSF are welcome, but the areas listed here, proposals from all areas of NSF are welcome, but the areas listed here will be given priority, and we suggest seeking new collaborations in these listed areas. This slide shows the program director context, which we already introduced ourselves. So the core team is Nandini, Tracy, Christopher, and myself. So next, I'm going to go over the participating divisions. So Division of Astronomical Sciences is one of the participating divisions here. The topic of interest include foundational data sciences for astronomical data of increasing size and complexity, middleware for virtual observatory, issues in human computer interactions, handling long tail of value-added smaller data sets, and data streaming applications. Next, we go to Division of Chemistry. The Division of Chemistry is interested in supporting data-driven discovery in research track. Next, we come to Division of Materials Research. Here, the program director contact is Eva Campo. So topics of interest here include data-centric approaches and data analytics for materials research involving material synthesis, microstructure properties, and so on. Next, within SAIS, we come to the Division of Computer and Network Systems, that's DNS. Darlene Fisher is the program director on this one. The topic of interest include data analytics in reliability, systems, knowledge engineering, security, network optimization, and the division is also interested in machine learning-based techniques. Division of Information and Intelligent Systems has all the topics which they work, which fall under data science, which include data mining, machine learning, data integration, fusion management, data modeling, data visualization, applications in biology and health domains, privacy, security, and so on. Division of Civil, Mechanical, and Manufacturing Innovation is also participating here. Alexis Lewis here is the program director from CMMI. The topics of interest include manufacturing, natural hazards, transportation, and energy / smart grid. Also participating is Engineering Education and Centers. Eduardo Misawa here is the program director on this one. And topics of interest are advancing engineering research by collaborating with data scientists. Director of Geosciences is also a participant in this program. Now they have four different programs here, which all are going to be participating in. And they are polar program, atmospheric and geospace sciences, earth sciences, and ocean sciences. The topics of interest include data analytics for polar ice data, tropospheric weather, air quality, inside earth materials, paleontologists, plate tectonics, ocean bases, and so on. Last but not the least, I come to Division of Social and Economic Sciences. Here, the topics of interest include social networks, their structures and dynamics, health-related data, cyber crimes, economic transactions and mechanisms, and public opinion formation and manipulation, which are very important topics these days. So with this, I hand it over to Chris.
Thank you. Now we'll give you the even longer list of Tripod projects and the context within them. The first two slides are a union list. Then after that, you'll see two slides for each project. Don't worry about copying things down. These slides will be available on the Tripod Plus through the Tripod Plus Next webpage. There's the second page of institutes. The first site we'll call out is the University of Arizona. Fields of interest for Tripod Plus X there include astronomy, planetary sciences related fields, earth sciences, geoscience, the life sciences, notably systems biology and genomics, medical sciences, precision medicine, and health informatics. The lead PI for Arizona is Helen John, statistics. The Brown University project has a list of fields of interest that include medical image analysis, structures of large networks, and causal structures in large networks, including gene regulatory networks and issues such as HIV transmission. The lead PI for the Brown project is Jeff Brock from the mathematics department. The University of California, Berkeley project has a list of fields of interest that include science-based models with data, combining science-based models with data-driven models, astronomy, cosmology issues, genetics and medical imaging, and the social sciences. The lead investigator on that team is Michael Mahoney, who's president in applied mathematics, statistics, and computer science. The University of California at Santa Cruz project has a list of fields of interest that already includes astronomy, biology, the social sciences, privacy, interpretability, and fairness in software systems, and then physical sciences generally. The lead investigator for Santa Cruz is Lise Gatour from computer science with special interests in machine learning and AI. Columbia University has a list of fields of interest for Tripods Plus X. It includes astronomy, chemistry, and materials research, sensing and imaging questions, the health sciences, and smart cities. And the lead PI for Columbia is John Wright from computer science with interest in mathematics and algorithm aspects of the data problems. Cornell University has a list of fields of interest that include social sciences in a variety of flavors, biological sciences, and robotics. And the lead for Cornell is Killian Weinberger from computer science with particular interest in machine learning. Georgia Tech has a list of fields of interest that include engineering, again written pretty broadly, material science, biology, and they threw in, and many more. That's true of most of these sites. And the lead is a statistician, Xiaoming Huo. This is a collaborative project with three sites. This is actually a preview of the kind of thing that we'll probably see in the full-blown tripods with multiple sites involved. This involves Lehigh University, SUNY at Stony Brook, and Northwestern University. Fields of interest for collaboration here include bioinformatics, including protein alignment, civil engineering, chemical engineering, supply chain problems and logistics, renewable energy, physics, including spectroscopy, reinforcement learning, robotics, and computer vision. And the lead for this is Katja Scheinberg from computer science at Lehigh. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, has a list of fields of interest for collaboration that includes biology, computer networks, health, and social sciences. The lead PI for this project is Piotr Indyk from the Computer Science Department with particular interest in algorithms. The Ohio State University team has interest for collaboration in material science, social sciences, biology, geometric modeling for a variety of applications, and the geosciences. And the lead PI for Ohio State is Tom Alday from the Computer Science Department. The University of Washington has a list of fields of interest that include oceanography, robotics, earth sciences, and a variety of other areas. Here they emphasize the existing University of Washington East Science Institute. And the lead PI for this project is Mariam Fazel from Electrical Engineering, Computer Science, and Math. And the University of Wisconsin at Madison has a long list on this slide of fields of interest for possible collaborations, beginning with cognitive neuroscience and psychology, network science, medical imaging, control systems, astronomy, power systems, biochemistry, a variety of things in the life sciences, material science, and some other fields. And the lead PI for the Wisconsin project is Steve Wright from the Computer Science Department with special interest in optimization. And I think the last of those.
Thank you. And just a quick reminder, the slides will be available both on the webinar link as well as the program page, and all of this information will be available in the slides. So thank you very much for your attention, and as you can see, there are a number of program officers in the room representing the different divisions and directorates. We would like to take questions from the audience. You can do that in a number of ways. You can indicate to the operator that you would like to ask a question by voice. You can send your questions via the chat feature or the Q&A feature in WebEx if you wish to remain anonymous. And we're going to turn it over to the operator. Could you please give instructions for those who want to use voice? And while we wait for questions to come in, we'll go ahead and answer a couple of questions that we've prepared. So, operator, could you go ahead and provide instructions for participants to ask questions?
Thank you, Dr. Kanon. At this time, if you would like to ask a question over the phone, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. Please be sure to unmute your phone line and record your name when prompted so that I may introduce you. Once again, it is star 1 at this time.
And the other options are the chat or the Q&A feature within WebEx. So while we wait for questions, we have a couple of questions that we've received over the past few weeks. The first question says, are there limits to the number of proposals submitted by PIs or institutions? And the answer to that question, there are no per institution limits. However, you will note in the solicitation that the 12 current PI awardees are limited to 5 projects with at most 3 in any one track. The second question says many but not all divisions of NSF are listed as participating in Tripods Plus X. Does that imply that some areas are out of scope? Again, Rahul mentioned this. All areas of research supported by NSF are welcome. However, areas traditionally supported by the listed organizations will receive priority consideration. One more question before we go to the phone line. Can the ex-co-PI be a computer scientist? And the answer is yes. We remind you that both the Division of Computer and Network Systems and the Division of Information and Intelligence Systems are participating in Tripods Plus X. So those types of collaborative proposals are within the scope.
Something got messed up on the slide there.
Yeah. So we will clean that up. And we'll ask, operator, do we have any questions?
Yes, Dr. Kahn, we had one that came in from Mary Hill. Your line is open, ma'am.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, great. Hi, I'm Mary Hill from University of Kansas, from the geology department, actually. And what I wanted to ask is, how does the coordination with the existing tripod groups work? Is there any procedure to that, or is it just word of mouth and being friends with somebody on those committees, or just contacting them and calling them, or sending a one-page proposal, or what? How should we approach that?
So here's an answer to this. Oh, sorry, I thought we had a link for the NSF tripods.org. So no, we don't have a link on the slide. I'm sorry. So a good way to find out who is involved at all of the institutions, other than to look through the slides that we're going to make available, there's a website you can go to, nsf-tripods.org, and there are links to their web pages. And again, the slides will be available, so if you find someone there that you think you might want to collaborate with, reach out to them and tell them that you'd like to submit a joint proposal with them if they're interested. Somewhere in the presentation, we mentioned that the lead PI has to submit a letter of collaboration. So you have to get one of those PIs on board and submit a joint proposal with them. So anyway, we through this webinar and the other materials available, we're making the information available, and it's up to you to reach out to them and let them know that you would like to get involved if you can.
Is there any way for us to find out who is already involved in the five the maximum number that they can be involved in?
That is confidential information. However, again, if you look through the slides, you will have a point of contact for each of the 12 Tripods Phase 1 institutes. They also have listed their topics of interest, and all the PIs for the Tripods Phase 1 institutions are aware, and they are looking forward to hearing from you.
And so we might suggest that if you find a particular co-PI that you think might be interested in working with you, you could reach out to that co-PI. If it's the team in general, then choose the lead. So the lead is out of the slides that Chris went through, the lead is at the top of each one.
And then you could also reach out to your program officer within the division or directorate. So we have a point of contact for the directorate of geosciences, Ava Zanzerkia, and you could reach out to her or contact one of the program officers, and we could provide you that information as well.
Okay, and I know, Ava, I can do that. Thank you. Yeah.
Any other questions?
We have no other questions at this time. Just a reminder, if you would like to ask a question on the phone, to please press star 1 and record your name when prompted to be introduced.
Do you want to let me read it?
One from the chat.
Sure. Is it preferred or required to form a collaboration with an existing tripod center? Yes. How could or could a new team be formed? So back on slide 10 or so, it mentions that at least one co-PI has to be a PI or co-PI. So it can be among any of the PIs or co-PIs at one of the existing 12 institutes, but at least one of them has to be a co-PI on every proposal submitted.
It's required.
Is it required for a Tripods Plus X submission?
However, we want to add that the PI for a proposal submitted to Tripods Plus X could be from another institution as long as they have a partner at one of the Phase 1 Tripods institutions.
Yes, and in the solicitation, we actually encourage involvement with other institutions. Here's this one. Why is computer vision not listed in size IIS? because Aidong didn't put that on the list of topics that she wanted us to highlight, but it's certainly in scope. Nandini wants me to go down to the Q&A section. They're coming in chat, too.
Okay.
Reviewing the Cognizant Program Officers list, it appears the Division of Biological Sciences is missing. Can X be Biosciences, or is it ruled out? We've already mentioned this, that the listed organizations will have some priority consideration, but everything is in scope. So what we're saying on this is that we encourage people with existing collaborations in the areas that are not listed. You should go ahead and submit those proposals and seek out new partners in other areas, in the ones that are listed. We'd encourage you to seek out new collaborations in those areas.
And to add to that, you'll notice that on the slides for SCI's IIS, that particular division does support research in biomedical, and then there's imaging and also research related to electronic health records. So there are parts of biomedical sciences supported by other parts of the foundation.
Next question. Each division or program has specific areas of interest. Are these standard per program or specific to Tripods Plus X? And so no, there's nothing really specific. We put up some examples on each of the slides. Let me take that back. This is going to vary by division. For instance, what we got from chemistry was, please go look at our DCL and look at our areas of interest there. So look through the slides, and if you have questions, is this particular topic in scope, contact the program director. So I can speak for size. We didn't really mean to limit it to any particular subset of topics in size. That in anything that you would usually be submitting to size, we'd consider that in scope. Does anyone from another division want to give your view on that?
So for chemistry, I think it's already mentioned, because we have a long list of topics we're very interested in. So we include that in a data-driven research dear colleague letter we released last year. So we encourage the PI to go there to take a detailed look. But I will be happy to address any questions offline if you want more information about chemistry interest.
And do you have answers for the other divisions, MPS, that are participating?
No, again, if you have questions, you can either ask one of us, or you can send an email to the program officer from that particular division listed on the program page. And again, the slides will all be available after the webinar.
Next question. Tripods PIs have first go at vetting projects by way of not agreeing to requests from potential collaborators. So yes, that's one way to view it. You have to get them on board as a co-PI in order to submit. Many of the Tripod centers mentioned health as an area of interest. Are there special considerations with respect to NIH? Can a Tripods Plus X proposal relating to health provide data science-based complements to ongoing NIH projects? Nina, can I ask you to answer this one? You've answered it before.
Right. So definitely some areas of biomedical data science are within scope. However, if it looks too much like an NIH project where it's application of existing methods, it's probably not within the purview of NSF. What we really want to do is build links between foundations and data-driven applications. So if you can show the connection, then yes, parts of biomedical data science are within scope.
Okay, next question is, what's the total number of research track proposals NSF will support? Is the expected number of 12 given in the solicitation a hard limit? No, and we don't really have any fixed allocation to the three tracks. We're going to see what comes in and support the best projects. And if if we get a whole bunch of really good ones in one track, it'll be, you know, it may be disproportionately represented in the awards that go out. Can the educational track proposals involve more than one domain science? Tripods plus X plus Y plus Z. Okay, yeah, absolutely.
In fact, we'd like to see more of those.
I would agree.
In the context of computer science, is this program limited to theoretical computer science, or are research projects in applied computer science of interest as well? Maybe this came in before we read before Nandini read the answer to it, but essentially the same question. It's on the Q&A 3 slide, is it? Yes, other areas of computer science can be the X part of Tripods plus X. Are sub-awards to industry collaborations allowed? This is not any different than in any proposal to NSF. It's the usual rules will apply there.
Operator, do we have any questions from...
No, Dr. Khanna, we don't have any questions on the phone.
Okay.
Could one of the co-PIs for the X component be from a foreign university, specifically in the United Kingdom? So we always welcome unpaid collaborators from anywhere. Typically, if there's a case that can be made that you have a unique expertise that's available only in this one person who happens not to be in this country, a modest amount can be on a subcontract, can be a consulting contract, can be used to support that person's participation. This is not unique to Tripods plus X. This is just sort of usual NSF practice. You know, I've got the size viewpoint on this. I don't know if other program directors from other organizations want to add to that or say something different.
Typically, no. Mm-hmm. Typically, that you wouldn't have a co-PI who would be getting salary.
Not a co-PI, but not even a small consulting arrangement.
That would go through the U.S. university.
Yep, right.
So you may want to check with individual program officers, because things vary even within NSF. I'm going to throw the next question out to Chris. Are Tripods Institutes well informed of the requirements of Tripods plus X?
Yes, the Tripods PIs participate in a monthly teleconference with the Tripods management team, and they've been advised that this is coming, and we've discussed it with them.
So yes, they are expecting you to get in touch with them.
Yeah, they expect you to hear from you by email, cards, and letters.
Okay, so the next question, the research track proposal can have education track content. Is there any page limit for the two parts? The answer is no. It's a total of 15 pages, and you can choose to spend as much time talking about the research project as you like, but you definitely want to tell us what are your plans for educational activities and how they bring together the two communities.
What is the purpose of the educational track? Design new curricula or train current students?
Rahul?
I think Rahul, you want to answer this one?
Both.
Yes.
Designing interdisciplinary curricula is something which we strongly encourage. And, of course, we need a workforce which is training students in this interdisciplinary effort.
And this is a part of the work that the Tripods Institutes are already collaborating on. They have a collaboration site on which they're sharing material.
Okay, so we've got a bunch of questions on chat. Some areas of machine learning could be considered close to theoretical CS or optimization. When X equals machine learning, what kind of machine learning is adequate? I'm going to look at my CS colleagues here.
Go ahead.
Yes, so machine learning has a theoretical as well as practical component. And machine learning theory is a growing field which is within CCF
within the scope of CCF size. And how it is driven by applications in machine learning and kind of success machine learning has found. So yes, in that sense, since IIS is also participating, machine learning, the practical part of it can be considered as X, as well as there is a principles part to it. So yeah, that is a perfect fit.
So this will be after the reviewers. So you need to convince them that you're outside the three. They've got something that's outside the three disciplines for tripods, and I think having a strong application component and a particular application and data for that application that is probably going to be what makes the difference and says this is outside foundations and it's more applied.
I'm going to throw this next question over to Alexis. Okay. Energy grid is listed under CMMI as a priority topic. Mm-hmm. Could you please elaborate on this topic? Production, transmission, consumption, or all of them? The term grid seems limiting.
Ah, well, that is the one area that is actually outside of my expertise in engineering. So that was a brief list of areas that CMMI supports that could be of interest. So we certainly will be looking at and accepting proposals in all of the areas of CMMI, but what we meant there by smart grid was really understanding how data science can help a number of areas in, for example, in civil infrastructure and those kinds of networks. So if you're familiar with the programs in CMMI that are aligned with that, that's, I think, the best way to figure out what that might mean, but also please feel free to send me an email and we can have a more detailed conversation about that.
Okay, the next question. Should there be a balance between tripods and X? For example, if there are two tripods co-PIs, then should there be two X co-PIs?
So yes and no. We say in the solicitation there has to be at least one of each, and we don't go any further than that. But if it was really heavily weighted to one or the other, then it's really kind of not in the spirit of what we're aiming for here.
Right, and you will notice the solicitation specific criteria talk a lot about synergy and convergence, so you want to make sure your teams represent those ideals. Are there limits on how many proposals can be led by the Tripods University? I don't think we have any restriction on how many lead or co-leads, but the total number is 5 per Tripod Phase 1 awardee, 3 in a category.
So we're agnostic to whether the Tripods Institute is the lead among the collaborative institutions on a multi-institution proposal. It can be either way, and it doesn't matter. They're just limited to 5 either way.
Is the $600K total for just the X component, or to be shared by the tripod and the X? Yes, it's total for the entire project, so to be shared between the two institutions, and you can choose how to split up the budget. Is the full list of team members listed on the web? You should see there are, in the slides, you'll have a link to the Tripods webpage, nsf-tripods.org. There will be links to all the 12 Tripods institutions, and they will have a list of all their participating senior personnel. If you have specific questions, you can always reach out to the lead PI for any of the awards. And as Chris mentioned, we have had a meeting with them, and they will expect to hear from you and then right after this webinar.
And there's a link showing right now, the second one there, the webinar page. On that page, if you, it's kind of buried down at the bottom, but it says webinar slides. You can get these slides and go back and so that has the links to all 12 of the institutes, and you can go to their web pages for more information. There was one at the bottom of Q&A.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Is it appropriate for statisticians/mathematicians to be PIs or co-PIs for the Tripods Plus X?
I'm going to look at Chris for this one.
It's appropriate if that suits the mix of the problem and the foundational problems that you're tackling. So that we as Tracy says, we're agnostic about the form of these proposals. We will ask our reviewers to judge them on the substance and how well this advances the needs of other disciplines and on the foundational challenges those applied problems present.
So we don't care if your appointment is in a math department or statistics department or computer science department. It's more on what's the research that you're proposing to do, and do you have the background to do that research? If that's an applied problem, an X area rather than the tripods area, then it's in scope.
But I'm going to throw it out to Lynn, Alexis, and Eduardo for projects that are within the scope of chemistry or materials or engineering. You definitely want to see a PI who represents that domain.
Yes, we do. I do not think we want to put hard requirements on, for example, for chemistry proposals. Chemists have to be the lead PI, but we do want to see there's a substantial component efforts made from by chemists, by people who are doing chemical research. It doesn't even need to be chemists. It doesn't need to be, as Tracy said, associated with certain departments. But we do want the proposal addressing certain chemical problems, and there's a substantial contribution from the chemistry.
And I think maybe I understood the question to be, can you have someone who is a mathematician or statistician in addition to the tripod person? And I would say yes, as long as you also have your domain PI or co-PI. So you can bring in new data scientists, for example, as long as you're also using the other co-PIs that are part of the requirement.
And we want to remind you that the solicitation does require submission of a collaboration plan. So please make sure you include that information. And it asks for the qualifications of members of the team and how the project will be coordinated, the roles and responsibilities for each of the PIs or co-PIs, and identification of a coordination mechanism. So that information needs to be provided as a supplementary document. All right, what about affiliated faculty at existing Tripods Institutes who were not PIs, co-PIs in the original Tripods grant? Do they satisfy the Tripods plus X requirement of having one PI, co-PI from a Tripods Institute? Okay, I'm going to have to put some commas in there.
The keyword is affiliated. I'm not sure what they mean by it.
Right, if they were not part of the original list of PI, co-PI, and senior personnel, they would be eligible to apply.
So maybe the question is, if the person is at that institution and has begun working with the Tripods Institute, even though they're not listed on the proposal,
mm-hmm.
Then my guess would be if the Tripods Institute identifies that person as a member, then that would count as the Tripods co-PI. But
right.
Do you
so
think that would...
I think you would need to reach out to the lead. As we mentioned, I'm sure they're going to be hearing from different communities over the next few weeks. So they will have to, at some point, make a determination. So you can send us a question if you have something specific. You can send it to us by email, or you should talk to the lead PI for a particular institution.
Any other questions? Do we have any more questions on the phone?
No, sir. We have no questions on the phone.
Okay. I guess we're done.
We'll give you 2 more minutes, and if there are no other questions, feel free to send us any additional questions via email if you want to get in touch with individual program officers. please go ahead and do so. The list of contacts is on the website.
Here's one we missed. Are the other list of contacts also considered a Tripods member and a co-PI? And yes, that's true. So everyone that you see on the slides for associated with one of the 12 institutes is one of the co-PIs.
Again, the slides are already available on the webinar page. Please feel free. And if there's any information that's not clear, do send us email. Otherwise, operator, I think we are ready to end the call. Thank you very much to everyone for participating. Thank you to all the program officers. And I'm going to do a shout out to Catherine Ott, who helped us get the technology to work. And Jill, thank you very much. We are done with this meeting.
Thank you, ma'am. At this time, you may disconnect from conference. We thank you for participating and have a great rest of your day.